The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth itself produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. And I'm glad, I think I heard Sammy. Sammy's back again on this Sunday. Sammy, just in case you haven't met Sammy, he has autism. And so he has nonverbal autism. So to express himself at certain points, he'll just make noise and maybe clap his hands. And so that's Sammy, and we're glad he's here. Or make noise, yeah, there you go. The gospel reading is aimed at church insiders, active members, especially those active members who worry about the decline of Christianity and church. Not every reading is for everybody. Some readings are for folks who are kind of outsiders, and some for folks who are insiders. So you may be interested. You might take a nap until it comes time for something interesting to you if it doesn't apply to you. These words conclude a section in Mark in which Jesus teaches about the kingdom of God. First, he teaches about the difficulties, and then, for those who got worried, here he offers words of comfort about the kingdom of God. In the last 30 years or so, many faithful Christians have been worried about the decline of mainline Protestantism, including the Lutheran Church. Many pastors and congregation councils find themselves worrying about their congregation, worrying about the numbers, members, worship attendance, finances. Success, we unfortunately trust, is measured by business standards. So an increase in worship attendance, being able to afford a full-time pastor, is thought to be success. Declining worship attendance or a part-time pastor feels like a failure. St. Matthew's worship attendance and finances have actually remained somewhat stable over the last decade, so we haven't felt this as other congregations have. There have been two Lutheran congregations actually in Audubon and West Collingswood that closed in the last 4 months. So you should know that there are many fellow Christian church leaders and pastors out there who have an underlying sense of failure because their congregations continue to decline, even though it's for a vast complex of reasons, including trends in society. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are not the first people who've worried about failing or succeeding. Jesus speaks in parables to his first followers in the first century who were worried about their success as a tiny little band of parishioners living in a hostile Roman Empire. This parable, I think, is helpful and comforting because it teaches us about the nature of God's kingdom and also our role in it and what we should expect to do. So, but first, the nature of God's kingdom. At first, we might think that Jesus is pointing to size, that Jesus imagines the kingdom will go from small to big, from the smallest of all to the greatest of all, so that even birds can make nests. But we don't know that his hearers know the reference he's making and the ironic pun that he's making. His followers knew the reference about birds of the air making nests in trees. It was all over the Old Testament, including in the reading we read from Ezekiel. The great oak tree and the royal cedar tree were common images for Israel. The prophet Ezekiel, if you remember, promised that God would plant the tree on the mountain height of Israel, where all the birds of the air, that is, all of the nations, would come and nest in its branches. See, mustard seeds don't develop into massive trees, royal trees. They develop into massive, scraggly annual bushes that die each year. A mustard seed is an ironic image for God's kingdom. It's not a great, lofty oak or cedar. It's as if Jesus is saying, you want a cosmic tree that holds up the sky and shelters all the birds of the air? Well, look here. It's hidden in this scraggly shrub that dies each year, just as my kingdom is hidden in the church, in those who believe. See, the nature of God's kingdom is not what we expect, not lofty, not magnificent, but hidden in something opposite to what it looks like, sometimes suffering. About as obvious as an executed God on a cross. Unexpected, hidden. As hidden as the cosmic divine presence coming through and with a little bit of bread and a sip of wine for us today. God, cosmic, divine, coming to us in communion. The parable also helps us to clarify what we're supposed to do in God's kingdom. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. So what does Jesus tell us, faithful parishioners worried about the decline of Christianity and congregations? Jesus basically tells us, go get some sleep. I've got it. Okay, people? We are simply to scatter the word, the gospel, the seed, and let God take care of the rest. We are to be clever in scattering the seed, using our best efforts, thinking of new and different ways to speak about our faith and about God, using means and language that will connect with people in our era who need to hear about a gracious God who loves us as we are. We sow the word in the best ways we know how, and then we go to bed at night and sleep soundly, having commended all of our worries about our personal life, of course, and our world and our country and our church into God's hands. It's up to God. The success of this congregation, of the ELCA, of Christianity in America, is not up to us. It's in God's hands. It's God who works through the word to work faith in and among us. We just don't see as God sees. The hidden church, believers trusting in the crucified God, might be flourishing even with fewer numbers, whereas a successful, massive, institutional, growing church might be trusting in things addition to God, such as its success and power. We don't know. We don't see as God sees. And the church is ultimately in the hands of our steadfast God. Martin Luther also spoke about these parables with his students after dinner while he was drinking beer with them, partly because people kept telling him that he was the reason for the Reformation, and he wanted to refute that. He said, "I opposed indulgences, never with force. I simply taught, I preached, and I wrote God's word. Otherwise, I did nothing. And while I slept," the parable, "or drank Wittenberg beer with my friend Philip and Almsdorf, the word so greatly weakened the papacy that no prince or emperor ever inflicted such losses upon it. I did nothing. The word did everything." And of course, he wasn't talking about he was talking about abuses within the Catholic Church, not the Catholic Church as whole, because we're all part of the Catholic universal church that God gathers around through his word and sacrament and meal. You see how we don't have to worry about success or failure? We scatter the seed. We can trust that the unexpected power of God's word will do the heavy lifting, and we might not be able to see it. We can trust this. Merely scatter this powerful seed of God's word, and then just go get some sleep or drink beer or coffee with our friends. Let those who have ears hear. Amen.